You know what? We should go and move to Shermer, Illinois and become the weed hook up there.
Because the ladies are all top shelf and the guys are a bunch of pussies.
Yeah. Except for Judd Nelson.
Right.
He's harsh. Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 19th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me are Chaos72 and SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Longbox Heroes Alliance. Merry Christmas Kwanzaa New Year's, guys.
You know it! Hello. Hello! How was your non-denominational seasonal festivity?
I think his were denominational.
Okay.
I tried to get them all in there. It was good. I only had to go to one family's house in a weekend, so that was spectacular amounts of not driving.
Yeah,
it
wow.
It was awesome.
That's a record for you guys.
Yeah, I only had to drive 3 hours one place and back, and not 3 hours, then 7 hours, then 3 hours.
Wow.
So that
good
was
on, good on you.
But that's what we're doing this weekend, is driving to the other family. So.
Well, so it wasn't a total win, but I'm glad.
At least it broke it up into two weekends as opposed to one really long one.
I drove 5.5 hours and had Christmas dinner with, well, My entire family, which consists of my mother and brother, and me and my brother spent the entire time talking about Marvel Puzzle Quest, so it was all right.
Wow. No Diablo talk at all?
Very little.
Wow. Is he weaned off the Diablo onto Puzzle Quest?
I don't think so. However, Puzzle Quest you can play anywhere, so.
That's true. That is the beauty of it. Unless you're Ian and you're stuck on Steam.
Nope.
I know.
I just can't merge accounts. I'm not a long box hero in the rest of the world.
You should have joined the Widows.
I considered it because they had room, and I looked one day, and my game told me that I had been kicked out of my alliance, but my alliance has been buying stuff like crazy on my regular cellular phone account of Marvel Puzzle Quest. So, I'm talking about, like, every 2 weeks I get 7 command points from someone.
Wow.
Yeah, they've gone insane. Like, it totally helps me overlook the fact that when I go into the alliance chat, no one else speaks English except for, like, one dude.
Well, I suppose if the chat is just filled with, you know, plus CP, plus CP,
yeah,
plus CP.
Again, I'm fine with that. So, and, you know, it's a really low pressure type of alliance. I really wanted to join the Widows, but alas, I could not give up a stream of command points like I'm receiving in there because I need more help on that game because I'm further behind.
Right. Can't blame you there.
Yeah.
All right. This episode is covering December 30th. Through January 6th, all of then into 2016. Holy smokes.
Wow, yeah, that's some into the future.
Into the future! Speaking of into the future, I used a VCR today.
So speaking of the complete opposite of the future.
I was cleaning out some old files at work.
Right.
And I found in it a VHS demo of a piece of software that was copyrighted. The VHS had copyright on it in 1991.
All right.
So I'm like, oh, I'm totally going to put this in. We found a VCR in the building. we watched it, and man, the 80s style clothes were phenomenal.
Nice.
The one female executive had like a shirt with like the hugest shoulder pads I have not seen in 30 years. And she had the Dorothy Hamill haircut, and like it was spectacular.
Nice.
I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
That's exciting.
And then we, you know, tried to be kind and rewind, and then the VCR went into error mode, and it wouldn't eject the tape, and it all became hassle. Then I remembered why I so loved VHS, because,
right.
Terrible.
For all you kids listening at home, there was technology before DVDs, which are now almost as obsolete, called VHS tapes. Google it. I don't feel like going into a long-winded, yes, out-of-date medium.
I can't believe you actually had a working VCR.
Yeah. It turns out the Parks and Rec people still play, like, you know, Sweating to the Oldies and stuff on VHS. And they had, I don't know, Walk Your Way to Fitness or something was the name of these tapes. But they still had a pile of them sitting there with a VCR. So, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, events going on this week for your Deadpool dailies. Today was Red She-Hulk. Thursday, Black Deadpool. Friday, Black Gamora. Saturday, Purple Black Widows. Sunday is Green Loki. Monday, Blue Dakin. Tuesday, Green Squirrel Gal. And Wednesday is Purple Doctor Doom.
what that was.
Yeah, way to go, Mushmouth. That was fantastic.
Go crazy on Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl. For your... Crash of the Titans. Bam, 2 weeks in a row. We wanted to bring up the last one that passed by, which was Ghost Rider versus the Return of Galactus.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was awesome, and the fact that I got pummeled mercilessly every time, but man, it's fun to always see Galactus.
I got to play for such a long time. I mean, it was just, again, this was just luck, because it was coming in a way that I was just killing his countdown tiles.
Right.
So if you're killing his countdown tiles, he's not doing anything, but sooner or later, he makes a couple matches, and, you know, when I'm doing, like, 80 points of damage per match, and he's doing, like, 1,200 if he makes, like, one match, I'm like, oh, I'm not going to last as long as I think I am. And surely I didn't. All I have is two levels of Hellfire, and that was not able to save me.
Yeah, I have one level of Hellfire. That did not work out for me at all.
Yeah, at the time I had nothing, so I didn't even get to play. All I got to do was go on to our Alliance Facebook page and Reddit and D3 and listen to people complain endlessly about how that fight was not possible in any way.
Yeah, I'm curious if anybody out there was able to, you know, pen and stare him to death or something, because that would be exciting.
Right, I can't, I mean... Clearly, if they designed that fight, they believe that, you know, a moderately to maximum powered Ghost Rider is a fair fight, or at least a winnable fight against Galactus. So,
right. I don't know what the gimmick would be. There has to be some sort of gimmick that would allow that to get, you know, allow you to pull it off.
Right. But. Again, I don't have enough Ghost Rider to know how to manipulate his powers well enough to cause a win like that, but, you know, I feel like they wouldn't intentionally hose everybody like, ha, 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 Merry Christmas!
The next one coming up on the 3rd is X-Force Wolverine versus, I don't know, some other Wolverine. X-23, maybe they can just duel it out. There's so many Wolverines, I lose count.
Right.
So I'm throwing a listener comment in here early. Are we absolutely sure it's going to be X-Force? I know it all looks like it should be. He's in the,
isn't he in the Taco Vault?
Yeah, he is. And he is the first of the order, but that we're just skipping Miles and Venom.
Well, they just came
They're
out seconds
new.
Ago.
They did, yeah. So I'm okay with it.
They'll be at the end of the rotation.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Yep.
And I can't wait for it because I, am my X-Force Wolverine. He's my highest level character. I'm going to be dumping, I think I have like 55,000 ISO. He's getting all of that come time to do that fight. So he is going to be quite powerful.
Sweet.
Hopefully he doesn't screw up my scaling.
What level can you get him up to?
If I had all the ISO in the world, being 130,000, I could get him up to 250.
Oh.
I have half that, less than half that, so I don't know where I can get him. Over 200, probably.
Okay. Story events. There was the new event Venom Bomb, which was a sweet new storyline event, which I enjoyed quite immensely. 30,000 got you a blue Spider-Man, 65,000 got you your legendary token, and if you finish in the top 100, you got the brand new Eddie Brock flavor of Venom. Did you guys play that event? Because it was pretty sweet.
I can't say that I did. I probably played the suggested amount, the mandatory amount for the Alliance to participate in, but I've been really trying to focus on PvP.
Yeah, I played it quite a bit in the beginning. But being that it was the holidays, and although we talked about Marvel Puzzle Quest quite a bit, we didn't get to play. We were playing tabletop games pretty much the entire time we were there. So I didn't have a chance to build up enough points. And I also didn't have a Miles, so I couldn't get the second command point. I couldn't, you know, fight that one node to get all those points, and ended up like giving up partway through. I think I got into the 30,000s and realized I'm not making it. just gave up.
Right at the last, I think, hour of the event, I got to my legendary token.
Yes, the Facebook page. Leonard mentioned you on there and asked what you got for your legendary.
You haven't
been on there.
No, I got a Invisible Woman.
Of course you did.
Cover.
Hopefully one you could use.
It was this time. It was blue this time. So I now have her at 145.
That's respectable.
Yeah, so I need to level her up. I just don't have the ISO to jack her up, but I'll do that soon. So she's already my second highest level character, so.
But that event was a bunch of fun. The symbiotes?
I liked the story, what was going on. It was, you know, telling me all about, you know, symbiotes. It was a good time.
I'm going to throw in another comment. Mark Cole commented on the webpage saying about the symbiotes. They were creepy and yet crazy and fun.
Yeah, they were fun. They had special weird powers. There was a crazy guard dog one that if you got rid of one of their special tiles, he would bite you. So that was cool. Yeah, I liked all the symbiotes.
Yeah, it didn't do well, but enjoyed the new event.
Yeah, well, we'll jump ahead, because coming up, Venom Bomb Round 2. So play-
just in case you didn't get enough.
Yeah, I actually I didn't, because I really enjoyed it.
And I didn't get to really try it at all, so I will invest more time into this new round of Venom Bomb. And-
yeah, and the points are lessened this time around. So you'll need 27,000 for Red She-Hulk, 54,000 for your Legendary. Just, you have to be in the top 10, though, but top 10 gets you a thing. And an 11 through 200 gets you a Human Torch cover.
I like the thing.
Yeah. I mean, we're not like Ray, where we all have like 600 thing covers. I could really use more thing covers.
Does it not last as long? Is that why it's a fewer number of points? Looks like it goes through Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah, I think when the last one, Lauren, 5 days? I don't remember. Yeah.
Seems similar, but yeah, fewer points needed.
The other story event going on right now is the Simulator. 15,000 gets you a Green Bullseye, 30,000 for your Legendary. Finishing a top 10, you get a She-Thor, and 11 through 20 is She-Hulk. So, I, from what I understand, you guys aren't playing that event either.
What, Simulator?
Yeah.
Not yet, but I've got time.
Well, it should be round two already.
You know, I got less time.
I started playing it and realized that you needed Moonstone and new Venom.
I'm out.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that supposed to be my line?
I mean, all I'd have to do is apparently have Craig open a few of my taco tokens and I'd have a full Moonstone in no time.
Yeah, you would have nonstop Moonstone.
However, on this simulator, round two, have you guys, well, obviously maybe Ian hasn't, but have you played the harder, I don't know, the harder side of the nodes?
Yes.
Iron Fist, Scarlet Witch, Kingpin combo?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Holy crap.
You gotta take out Kingpin as soon as you can.
Yeah, forget that. If you're taking out Kingpin, Scarlet Witch just annihilates you. You take out Scarlet Witch, Kingpin's like, oh, I've summoned all my people, you're dead.
Oh, no, the worst part of it is when he uses his power that gets rid of a countdown tile to do a gazillion points of damage to you.
Oh, yeah.
And he just keeps using her free one.
Right.
Like, the one time he did it, I think 3 turns in a row, he used that same power.
Oh, yeah. She's
like, oh, I made a countdown.
He
goes, yeah, she made a countdown. He went, oh, Wilson's Gambit. Next turn, she made a countdown. He went, ah, Wilson's Gambit. I was like, ow?
And then the hard fight that's worth the 2,000 ISO is 2-star Storm,
yeah,
with 4-star Cyclops and 4-star Jean Grey.
Yeah, that one's also rough.
Holy... So I start out, normally when I see 2-star Storm, I want to take her out because she has that, you know, if you do too much damage, she throws all the wind at you. So I'm working on her, and meanwhile, who I'm using is my Cap-Wanda-Hood combination.
Mm.
And while I'm not looking, Wanda, countdown tile goes off.
Makes a critical,
makes a critical match.
Oh, you're screwed.
Jean Grey comes out and goes, ah, foolish you. Wham.
Here's all the damage and you're stunned.
Rounds.
Yep.
And yeah, it was awful combination of not being able to damage them without Storm getting mad and then not being able to make a critical or that'll make Jean angry.
Yeah, I did not realize that level of Cyclops until today. He did 12,000 points of damage to my Luke Cage in one attack. I did not realize that his power goes that high.
Yeah, it's insane.
If he's got, I don't know, 12 team-up AP or something, yeah, it does 12,200 points of damage or something like that in one Optic Blast. I was like, holy shnikes.
So I was able to get past it and get the 2,000 ISO using Mag, Storm, and Loki 3-stars, but had to be really careful.
Yeah. The next time I played it, I hurried up and took out Jean Grey first.
Sure.
So I could actually make critical tiles.
Take her out slowly so you don't make Storm angry.
I wasn't too worried about that because it wasn't a huge amount of damage. It was a couple hundred.
She annihilated me. Oh, well, I had her hurt, so it boosted her.
Oh, yeah. See, I went straight to Jean Grey, took the couple hundred points of damage from the Storm attacks, and went that route.
Managed to get the 2,000 ISO, managed to get the command point, so yeah, I think I'm about done there.
Okay.
Because there's no way I'm getting ranked or getting the legendary. I just can't get that number of points.
All right, well then I guess I'll jump over since apparently you live in the PvP world this week. So PvP was Web 2.0 with Miles de Morales. 800 got you Red She-Hulk, 1,000 was Yellow Miles, 1,300 legendary. First place got you Falcon Marika. And 2 through 100 was Psylocke and some CP in the top, 50 there? So how'd you do in that?
Me? I ended up in rank 77. I was over 700 some points, but at the end got crushed back down a little bit. But ended up in 77th. I didn't need the cover that I got, whoever it was.
Psylocke.
It was Psylocke. Psylocke.
But that was fun. I enjoyed that. I liked playing with Miles, and I just teamed him up with Iron Fist and Luke Cage, and it was pretty good.
Because the correct answer is to team up everyone with Iron Fist and Luke Cage. That's correct.
I was going
to
say, you must have been pumped, because Luke Cage and Iron Fist have been boosted last couple events.
Yeah, they were boosted to like level 240 or something ridiculous. I was super stoked, living. But I really didn't play that event at all.
Which one? I played Web 2.0?
Yeah, I played, a couple hundred points worth.
As did I, and I finished pretty high. I played the heck out of Naughty and Nice.
I finished 166th.
Oh.
Hit that one still on my screen.
There were some
Naughty
exciting,
and Nice happened.
Naughty and
Nice.
Oh,
yeah, I forgot about that one.
There were some exciting rewards, and I just played them till I couldn't continue anymore.
Yeah, there was some CP in there for getting. Yeah, there was some tokens in there.
You got the gold tokens like right off the bat.
Yeah.
Instead of common tokens. Yeah, very exciting.
Yeah, I forgot about that event. It was exciting on Christmas Day. And then following up, Web 2.0 is currently running Fresh Cut, which is the Psylocke event. 800 for Black Psylocke, 1,000 for Red Falcon Marka, 1,300 for your Legendary. First place is the new Venom, and 2 through 100 are Deadpools, which would lead you to believe that the next event's going to be a Deadpool event of some flavor.
Right.
Yeah, I plan on doing a little bit more in there, but I'm getting my butt kicked left and right in that one. I am not equipped at playing Psylocke.
I have not tried that one at all, so I'll have to give it a whirl. Yeah, I got like 4 hours left in simulator for tonight, so maybe after that.
But more importantly,
yes,
the PvP simulator.
Yeah.
So I played the hell out of that for like 4 days in a row, and
got your Ghost Rider.
I did. After a lot of back and forth. But it was strange. So here's how it happened. So I got to a point where I started getting attacked back and losing more points than I could make.
Right.
So I shielded.
Yep.
And I had 1903.
Ooh.
So I'm really close. So I shielded. And then partway through the night last night, I'm like, all right, it's the middle of the night. I'm going to go for it, because hopefully not that many people are on. I can get that 100 points.
You poor fool. It's the middle of the night on the East Coast.
It is. But turns out it worked. So I broke shields. I played one fight for like 30 points. I'm like, all right, I'm like three more of those and I've got it. One fight for 30 points. And then the node changed to, and normally I'm fighting like level 166, like Luke Cage, Scarlet Witch, Captain America, you know. What it gave me was level 94, 2-star Mags, 2-star Storm, 2-star Wolverine.
Right.
Okay.
For 75 points.
What?
Yeah. The easiest fight ever for the maximum number of points. I'm like, yeah, I'll play that.
Yeah,
oh, look,
crazy.
I won. I got my Ghost Rider.
All right.
Man, I wonder what happened there.
I don't have any idea, but RNGesus was feeling sorry for me, I guess. I don't know. But that was awesome. Got Ghost Rider. Very happy.
Sweet. All right, new news. The patch notes preview for release 91 came out with a teaser. And it says it's out of the blue and into the black. So we've been taking guesses at this, and Ian made me sad by guessing that it is going to be yet another Spider-Man going from blue suit to black suit. And all I have to say is, please, please no more Spider-Man.
It will not be that. I like to, you know, disparage you a little bit when I get a chance, kind of deflate you, because I don't know. It's just Schadenfreude. I don't know. It's just one of my joys in life. So watch you suffer. It will inevitably be Black Bolt.
That's what I hear people guessing that it'll be a 5-star Black Bolt.
That makes the most sense.
He is king. Oh, the Inhumans.
Yeah,
Black Bolt has to be a 5-star, right?
Oh, he's got to.
He does. He does. Really, you know, with the amount of power that he has, being the king of the Inhumans, and, you know, most of the Illuminati should be 5-stars. You know, unfortunately, Mr. Fantastic and Professor Xavier are already 4-stars, so no need to repeat them. But, you know, Doctor Strange,
he'll totally be a 5-star.
He will be a 4-star. He should be a 5-star, but he will be a 4-star.
You think?
Who else am I forgetting? Is Iron Man in the Illuminati?
Yeah.
Oh, well, he already exists in many levels, but there could be a 4 or 5-star of him.
Man, are you...
Oh, there's a 4-star of him. He's Hulkbuster.
Yeah, you got Hulkbuster.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Strange has to be a 5-star.
I would say, if I had to make an educated guess, or if I had to go with wild speculation based on clues that I've created for myself that are probably not at all relevant.
All right.
I would definitely say that it is Black Bolt, because I have concluded that Out of the Blue and Into the Black is a reference to the Neil Young song Hey Hey My My, which in several verses references the king is gone but not forgotten.
Right.
Wow.
So
it's the tale of Johnny Rotten.
Yeah, that would make me believe that it is the king of the Inhumans, Black Bolt.
Interesting. My brother would be pleased. We just had this discussion about Black Bolt and how he should come in as, like, the most powerful character ever.
Yeah. All I know is I want one of his powers to summon Lockjaw, and for no reason, Lockjaw show up and do whatever Lockjaw does. Isn't it Lockjaw? I think it's Lockjaw.
That weird dog?
The weird dog with the floaty thing over its head.
That does sound like Lockjaw. I don't think anybody, I really don't know what Lockjaw does. I don't know how to tell you what Lockjaw does.
Leonard! Fill us in on this.
We knew someone.
It's a bulldog with like a tongs on his forehead.
Yeah, right. He's got like a tuning fork on his head or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I know we can talk to him like with telepathy or something.
Yeah?
I don't know. Whatever. And then the big rumor, the patch, is that they have mentioned that there will be the all-new game mechanic breathing life into old favorites. That's all we're getting. They are being very, very tight-lipped about this mechanic, and speculation on the forum has been getting people banned, so they don't want anything out about what this mechanic's going to be until it hits.
Right, and the reason for the blocking of the posts, at least what they're saying, is because some of what the guessing is based off of the leaks off the server, which incorrect. So they're posting things that are not necessarily correct, some things that might be correct, just confusing people.
Right.
We'll know
I saw somebody's speculation, which I kind of enjoyed, which is that you could just take all your covers for a maxed out character, and it would let you increment their max level by, like, one.
Their actual, like, their level cap?
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't like that. That sounds like too much.
Well, maybe it takes five of them, I don't know.
Hopefully it's something like, hopefully all my hoarding pays off, and it's something like I can crush X number of standard tokens to create one next level token.
Or Voltron, I don't know, one of the two.
Voltron?
I don't know, that's what I think of when you combine lots of things together, you make Voltrons.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, either you can, you know, you can use five things to make Voltron, or you can go to that crappy second series where you need 172 airplanes, submarines, and cars to make Voltron. And there's always the one guy in the Volkswagen Beetle who's missing, and then you can't make Voltron. Anywho,
yeah.
They also mentioned there's going to be a versus warfare with Doctor Doom.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
So that could be a good time, and a Dark Avengers PvE. So since the whole prologue is all Dark Avengers stuff, this must be a whole new story of Dark Avengers. So I'm a sucker for these new storyline events because I like the new stories.
Yeah, I mean, the Venom one was fantastic, so the Ghost Rider one was even better somehow.
Yeah.
So yeah, looking forward to it. But, okay, let's go back to the game mechanic. It says breathes life into old favorites. Are they talking about, like, older character, one-star type thing, or are they...
I don't know.
Clearly no, because they're, you know, they've already nerfed Venom into an unusable state. So,
that's true.
I hate you.
Probably not that. Maybe, maybe they're going to make some change. Oh, no, this is a whole new game mechanic. Because I was like, maybe they're going to make a chance, maybe some make some changes to...
Lazy Thor
and Lazy Storm.
Yeah.
But that's probably not it.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going. I mean, I'm super excited to find out, and I've been reaching out to the folks to see if we can get any info, but have not heard back. Listener comments, Ray, what you got?
Oh, God, listener comments. I mean, yeah. We got a couple things that we already touched on. Then another comment that I wanted to mention, Mark Cole posted that he discovered that he has a Wanda Hawkeye combo that he wanted to mention. Her ability to generate critical matches with her blue countdown, and his ability to turn those into speed shot.
Mm-hmm.
Thought that was a good combo, since we had talked about Wanda. Also wanted to mention that, wow, I have no idea how to pronounce his username. He's Jingyi Zen?
I told you, he's Jingyi Zen. No, 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 no.
I think he's...
No, 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 no. He's Jingyi Zen.
That's terrible. That's not even close. Like, I don't know how you could force that into that song and think that that would be where he got his username from.
I didn't say it's where he made his username. It just, you know, goes with the song.
I think it's Jin Gixon, but either way, tell me more about Jin Gixon.
or he's Jingyi Zen.
He had a comment that he loves knowing that someone else has seen Saturday the 14th. And then on a not such an agreeable note, he wanted to mention that his our evaluation of Spider-Man's Blue was too harsh, in his opinion. And he goes on to describe how it's a plus one stun if there's one web tie on a plus two rounds if there are two. And so if you use them correctly, you can throw out a stun, and that creates a web tile, so you immediately can then stun the next round for two, and then the next round for three, and then continue that as long as you build up the blue and then continue to keep your blue stocked. So it basically can eliminate one opponent with a consistent stun across the board, which I thought was an interesting point. I certainly haven't built up his blue to even attempt that, but thought it was an interesting comment. Any counters on that?
Yeah, I just still don't like Spider-Man. No, that's all I really got to say. No matter how many times I've tried him, it's because I've had, you know, you had to play him some in these events, and yeah, I just still don't like the Spider-Man. I like Miles a whole lot.
Miles is interesting.
But your three-star Peter Parker, not so much.
I might have to try out that combination with the blue and see if I can get that going, just to, you know, see how it goes.
Right.
Our friend Leonard F. Chikarison posted that we were making Christmas witches. Witches? We weren't making witches. Wishes.
Not again.
Christmas witches.
Marvel Puzzle Quest. His wish is to have no more 20 ISO as a reward.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
yeah,
he wants more than that. I can see that. Not less.
10 ISO. Merry Christmas.
He also says that he could see the power pack all being one super character.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like Rocket and Groot. It's,
you right, know, except just, it's Steve and Dave, and I don't remember the names. Whatever the names were.
Their names were not Steve Dave.
Steve Dave.
That's a whole different podcast. Tell them Steve Dave.
Couple things. Stink Palm just wanted to mention that, Craig, you passed up a sweet opportunity to make a Luke Cage reference. Like, Everyone have a sweet Christmas. Or whatever.
Oh, sure. I didn't think about it at the time, and we'd even talked about it, I think, before the last week's show. We had talked about how that had happened in Jessica Jones.
Yeah, exactly. Other than that, I just wanted to say there is on the D3 forum, our post turned into a pretty good discussion about Captain Marvel, how to use her powers. There's some back and forth on whether to use blue or black and how to combine her powers. It's kind of interesting. So if you want to go to the D3 forum general discussion and check that out. It's way too much to discuss on here, but it's kind of an addition to what we already went over in last week's podcast. So it's an interesting read if you get a chance.
Cool.
That is all I have.
Okay. Insert sound effect here.
Feature character of the week.
Done.
All right. Iron Fist is the feature character week. One of my guys that I use every single day because he's awesome. His green power is the Shu Lao Fang Strike. This is for 8 green at max level. It does not very much damage. I think level 5 is 292 and creates strength 39 tiles. When he's at max level, it's 926 and 3 strength tiles of 123. Why do I keep calling them strength tiles? Strength tiles.
I don't know.
Strength tiles of 123 strength, and
there
you get.
Go.
3 extra ones of those if you have 12 or more black AP. How do you get all this black AP, you ask? I will tell you. For the measly cost of 5 purple, the Iron Fist of Kun Lun will make its appearance.
That is, yeah, it's a bargain.
It
power
is.
Right there.
I love this power. Level 5 converts 7 basic tiles to black, or if you've got 12 black, it then turns into a punch to the face for 1295 at max level. That goes up to 4113 damage. So it adds up quick for 5 purple.
Or if you're playing him boosted at level 240, he has been in the events, it's been doing over 5,000 points a day.
Yeah, it was crazy good. For the black power, which is his passive, I love these side texts. The Immortal Iron Fist has the best kung fu, so bring it. if there are no friendly attack tiles, he makes one. At level 5, it's 153 strength. At max level, it is 486. He is one of my main teams. I use him every day with his partner, Mr. Cage, and I think, as I've said many, many times, with Wanda, so that, you know, she makes purple, Iron Fist makes black, and then the two of them, Iron Fist and Luke Cage, punch the crap out of people.
I can't deny the results, but that just sounds like a long march to get the Jab-Jab Cross.
But it's really not, because that Wanda countdown tile was like, I don't know, 2 turns or 3 turns?
3 turns.
Yeah.
I was going to say 3 or 4 turns, but I don't know if it's ever 2.
I think it's 3 turns. I think that's right. But, that man, sounds... it just gets rolling. It's just... Once you get 12 black and you can start throwing punches, oh,
yeah,
it's glorious.
Yeah, but then you have to consume that black to do jab, jab, cross.
Right. That's okay. You'll get more.
Boy, that just seems like the long way home.
It does. And I would also argue that Wanda's power, if you use her purple, it does a stun 5.
Yeah.
Which is just, I mean, it just totally takes out all enemies,
I believe.
Right, but it costs 14 purple.
Yeah.
True.
For 15 purple, I can kick off the Iron Fist 3 times for 12,000 points of damage to someone.
Yeah, I
hear you. And then fire off my click, click, boom, and stun them that way.
Right. Again, it, assuming that you've taken the time to accumulate all this, it's not ineffective. It just seems roundabout. I don't doubt its effectiveness. All these are excellent characters. I think Iron Fist is fantastic. I think he is again, in my opinion, which I don't use him nearly enough, so I could be wrong, and I always like to bounce this off you guys. He seems like a classic case of 5-5-3.
You know, I have to look and see where they have him.
Yeah.
No. I run him at 3-5-5.
Ugh.
His automatic damage every turn really mounts up fast.
Again, your definition of fast and mine?
After you do the green power once...
You just said it was like 400
and
damage.
Yeah, but that very quickly turns into like 600 and something every turn.
Ah.
That's a lot of damage when, like, you know, the hood shows up with his 4,000 hit points.
The maxed out hood has plenty of hit points.
No, he doesn't.
He has plenty. I've been using him all the time. And I found out intimidation is even better than I thought it was. It's not... It's still... He's still a 5-5-3 as well. Don't get me wrong. But I didn't realize how much damage Intimidation did when it was maxed out. And it's reasonable. It's like 1,700. It's almost 1,800 damage.
So not to necessarily agree with Craig, but I also have Iron Fist at a 3-5-5. Now, that's more because that's the way the covers fell, not an intentional thing. I really think that I would boost his green if possible. The exquisite technique is really good, but I'm thinking that no matter what, if I can throw out those strike tiles quicker, well, not necessarily quicker, but more of them and stronger, they're going to increase the exquisite technique either way. And not only that, but those strike tiles are going to increase every move I make.
Right.
Yeah.
So if I get more green, I would probably trade that off. But
I
have him at a 3-5-5 right now, and it works. He's good.
I don't know. I'm a big fan of exquisite technique.
I'm not. I'm not trying to poo on exquisite technique, but comparatively, I think Ray hit the nail on the head. I think green is going to help you in every aspect. Whereas, you know, just doing some token damage every time is not necessarily. It's just not enough. It's not like keep your enemies close.
Yeah,
that's an inappropriate amount of damage.
Well, it's funny because on the forums this week, somebody started a thread for campaigning that they nerf Iron Fist. So,
really?
Yeah. There was 2 threads, one for nerfing Iron Fist and one for nerfing Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah, I'm not...
Although I would say that when playing PvP, man, I run into Iron Fist, Luke Cage all the time.
Yeah, because they are glorious together.
Sometimes with Cap, sometimes with Magneto, never with Scarlet Witch.
So people don't know what they're missing. I'm telling you, kids, give it a try. It's amazing.
Oh, first time's free.
Everybody's doing it.
Sexy. Everyone's doing it.
I would also say on the wiki, I don't know why, but maybe we should get feedback on this. But they appear to, the internets appear to agree with Craig. 3-5-5 is the most popular configuration.
Mm. Yeah.
Which I don't quite understand.
Yeah, right. I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I also say nay, but I'd be happy to learn more.
Okay. Well, you go try them out, report back.
What's that? I think I have him at something different, and I don't have time to switch him around, again, because of just the amount of covers. I think I have him at 5-4-4.
Hmm. All right, rewards of the week. What do peoples get?
Let me tell you a story.
Ghost Rider. That's all I got.
Ah.
I'll make mine quick.
Tell me
that
a story.
Ghost Rider story.
Holy smokes. So, I finally came across a vault of sweets that looked pretty good. It had
Moonstone.
A ton of Luke Cage covers, which I need all of them. Had a ton of Rocket and Groot covers, which I need all of them. It had a Ghost Rider as one of the 4 stars, which I will never, ever stop wanting Ghost Rider, even when he's maxed out. And I had 50 taco tokens.
Ooh,
so let me tell you, who went nuts on their Tago tokens. And just, it was as satisfying as I dreamt it would be. Like, and it was almost perfect. I got, with the exception of the legendary token, I got every 4-star reward. So I got a red Ghost Rider, a blue Totally Awesome Hulk, 1,000 hero points, 10,000 ISO. I got 5 occurrences of the 250 hero points. I got...
Nice.
Man, you're swimming in hero points.
I was swimming. And plus, I got, again, like we know, I am stuck playing on Steam at the moment. So I got some Steam wallet gift cards for Christmas. So, you know, while they were having the Christmas bonus sale, I treated myself to some hero points there. So not that I have an excess or an unlimited amount, but I'm right around 7,100 hero points at the moment. So those should last me for a little while. Well, because, you know, I got those, you know, 2,000 from those taco tokens that we're discussing now. You know, I got the, what was it, 3,200 from...
Right, your Logan's Loonies?
Yes, from buying them. And then I had, you know, 1,000 or so hero points already. Dang. So, yeah. You know, I got a bunch... Oh, I got a Luke Cage cover. I got a Rocket and Groot cover. And I think that might have been all for that. Then the rest were all either... The only other things that were noteworthy were some 1,500 ISO here and there in the 2-star
world. Which is good as well.
Yeah, and then everything else was just, you know, 2-star covers that I'll sell as soon as I get a chance. Oh, and because of a just Christmas spending spree, a barrage of command points came flowing in from the Alliance and from Naughty and Nice and from making an effort to be a better Alliance member and Marvel Puzzle Quest player. I got to 25, and I was rewarded with an old man Logan.
Oh.
Oh, I still don't have one of those. That's sweet.
What color?
Yellow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I was going to say nice in any case, I think.
Yeah, it really couldn't have been that bad, but a dude, play him a little bit just so he can show up and heal himself, because that's really his gimmick.
Right.
So, yeah, I had a spree of token openings, and it was awesome. But that was it. All my other tokens remain unopened. My standard tokens are...
Are you at 400 yet?
I can't claim that without checking. I don't think so. I think I'm around 360.
You got to be up there a ways, because... No, you have to be higher than that. I'm at 306, and I've cashed in way since you. You may be around 400.
You guys are very active. I'm
Yeah, but most of these are from, like, the 3 that the Alliance gets from placing, you know, on the top whatever.
Right, that's often where mine come from as well. But I will check it out as we press on. But boy, I had forgotten how much fun it was to open tokens.
It can be.
And it was.
If it's not Moonstone every time, it can be.
It was. True. I got enough Moonstones to make me feel good and enough health packs that I was like, all right, good, this is how it's supposed to be. But oh man, every time I got a 250 hero points, I was like, yes, yes. And then when I got started in the big stuff, I was just getting all sorts of pumped.
Yeah, I can imagine. So I've been saving up tokens too. I'm waiting to see what that feature is. Obviously, I'll cash any legendaries, but yeah, I've got several Taco Vault tokens. I have a 10 pack that is not open.
10 pack unopened. I was completely correct, and I had less than I thought, but I, you know, when I started up, it gave me our Alliance rewards and whatnot. I have 360 unopened standard tokens.
Wow.
Huh. I thought you were further ahead than me in that.
Obviously. Yeah, I am not the active player that I should or want to be. I can't have my computer out when my son is awake. He gravitates towards it. He tries to pick the keys off the keyboard. He believes everything is a touch screen, so his grody, cootie-covered hands get plastered all over my screen in an attempt to interact with things. It's not a good scene, so I have to wait till those, you know, few sweet hours in between him going to bed and I going to bed to squeeze in a couple minutes. And that's only if I'm willing to completely neglect television and my wife. So I am an inadequate player. And the current vault, man, not nearly as cool as the one I went crazy on.
Right.
Barely any Luke Cage covers in this one. Nothing but Dakins. Who needs Dakins?
Yeah, that's true.
Dakins and Dooms. Got those coming out of my bottom hole.
I wonder how far you were to go. Coming out
but
of
anyway. Hoo-ha. Yeah. No.
Well, I did well enough in the event to... I got my Venom.
Oh, good.
Got a Invisible Woman cover from a Legendary Token, and I also got another Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, excellent.
So I did end up with, and I don't know if I covered it last time, but I got the Miles from the last event, from that event too. So I got to stock up on some four stars recently, so that was pretty exciting.
Nice. I don't know, I'm still happy with my Ghost Rider.
Yeah, Ghost Rider, good time.
So, I have a question for you guys now that I'm looking at some Marvel Puzzle Quest type things. And it is about, you know, the wording of this. And I know we had issue with this before, especially Craig. In the new Venom Bomb, if I were to place first in my slice, explain to me what my prize would be, because I'm not understanding fully.
Let me look at it.
Here is what it says. It says at rank one, you get all the rewards of the previous rank plus an additional The Thing classic red cover. So the previous rank says all the rewards of the previous rank plus an additional Thing cover yellow. And so as long as it says all of the rewards of the previous rank, we continue to go down one until
so
we...
I think you go all the way down to 11. So you would get...
So if I finish first, I get three Thing covers plus three Human Torch covers plus 1,500 ISO plus 50 hero points?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And I think this is worded better, actually. Although it does constantly refer to the previous reward.
Right. There was just so many... there's not that usually that many previous reward references.
Right.
I still just don't like the fact that in the 6 through 10 one, it still uses the word additional thing. I can't
it's
get
an additional
thing
cover.
Because I didn't get one to start with.
It's an additional cover.
Yeah, but yes. Why doesn't it just say, just take out the word additional, plus a thing classic. You're done. You don't need the word additional. It's just confusing.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
There's really all the rewards of the previous
plus
rank.
Plus the thing. Done. Period.
But you're adding a thing to all that stuff.
Right.
Right, plus... The thing.
An additional.
Period.
Right, well...
And then rank 2 through 5, it's an additional
What if they added a the word cover in between additional and the thing?
But no.
All rewards from the previous rank, plus an additional cover.
So
the
if
thing,
I said to you, Ian, I'm
going
to give you 40 strawberries, plus an additional cucumber.
Thank you.
That doesn't make... you can't be an additional cucumber, you never got a first cucumber.
Ooh, a cucumber.
You can't get an additional cucumber. You can get a cucumber also.
A cucumber in addition.
Oh, man, we're just killing this.
We'll beat this dead horse. No, sir. I didn't like it.
But yes, if you finish in first place, you will get 6 covers.
Okay.
That's a lot of covers.
Yes, it is.
And 3 of them are useful.
No, I don't think my Human Torch is maxed out yet, and he's not a bad character.
He's not.
He's not. His red power is awesome. I love the red.
Oh, and again, looking at him, I guess I should add him to the list of lazy 3 stars.
Oh, interesting point.
I don't think his 3 star is any different than his 2 star.
I don't know. I never used the 2 star one, so I really don't know.
I broke down and tried the 2 star one on my phone because I was tired of the 2 stars that I always use, like the good effective ones. So I wanted to try someone new. He's not bad.
No, he's not awful.
That's a character I never used, so I have no comment on 2 star Torch.
Red is solid and black is decent, and green is tries real hard.
Eventually, when I have no one else to level, I might put some ISO in him, but I think I have his covers max.
It's not a character I have. Ray, how many characters are you up to? My roster's now at 73.
I was looking at the thing and all the rewards. I have 76 currently.
Wow.
So, I probably won't do it, but I did get a ton of extra Steam dollars, wallet money for Christmas, and I've convinced myself that I am just going to buy myself a fancy Steam game. But unless I can be convinced that $70 would be better spent buying ISO and Hero Points.
Wait for the next sale.
Okay.
Yeah, at this point, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either because the sale's over and I regret not squandering it all at once.
Yeah, I would wait for the next, 20-30% bonus.
Right.
I did throw a 20 in there. So one of the command points is mine.
Yeah, one was mine.
Samesies.
And then then there was that Android sale. We got all the command points.
I was living.
Yeah, I'm not an Android user, but thanks to all the Alliance members who spent that $5 on getting command points.
Right.
Because, man, Apple will never do such a thing that's so nice.
Good. I'm glad you said that. Maybe you jinxed it, and now they will.
Ah, could be. Of course, it'd be the same day that my iPad would, like, completely die. I wouldn't be able to go cash in. I'd be super sad.
So 76 character slots, that still cost me $9.50. So I don't know where we're going to jump to 1,000. I'm going to have to really think about 80? That one. Maybe. Hopefully. That's still a little ways off.
Yeah. Maybe 70 to 80 was $9.50 or whatever it works out to be. I don't know. I think that's all I got.
I think so. I think you're about to take us on out of here.
Nope. You're going to tell me about the podcast network.
The podcast network? I've never heard of such a thing. You couldn't possibly be in a soon-to-be-named podcast network.
Yeah, I hear that that's what it's named.
Oh, my goodness, it is. It's got a logo and everything.
We do.
Fancy.
It does have a fancy new logo.
Yes. It's getting fancier by the minute.
And if you want to see that fancy new logo, it is on our homepage.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
As of, goodness. 2 days ago.
There we go. Puzzle Warriors 3. Check our page out. It makes it that much easier because there are links to all of these other great shows, like The Podvocacy, starring Dave and Jason, where they talk about pop culture and all these other great things that they enjoy. We've got a live YouTube show called The Fresher and Parlance Show, where the hosts Fresher and Parlance talk about all the news of the week and do some other fun things, and then they discuss why I can never defeat Parlance at fantasy football and why he's my new nemesis. We've got the ever-popular, long-running Long Box Heroes podcast where Leonard F. Chikarson and Todd, or Todd and Leonard F. Chikarson, for that matter, discuss
Lockjaw.
Comic books. They talk what?
They talk about Lockjaw.
They could. They could tell us more about Lockjaw, his purpose, his values in life. And
does a dog have values in life?
I assume he's a mutant dog. Yeah, this one does.
Okay.
He's got a tuning fork on his forehead.
They also have a separate show called the Long Box Heroes After Dark, where they discuss any topics that they didn't have a chance to discuss on their main podcast, The Long Box Heroes. Then there is the Prodigal Sons podcast, also featuring yours truly, and where they discuss, I don't know, let's say the new Star Wars movie?
Sure.
Probably. It sounds like something they would do. Yeah, I got nothing. It's a really good show, but I can't remember what we did the last time we were on it. But I assure you that it's, as always, the best pitch is it's filled with cursing. Cursing, just slander, outrageous theories on things, latent racism, sexism, and any amount of hate that you can't get on the other shows because they're all kind of PG. Tune into the Prodigal Sons podcast. And that is, of course, if you have already enjoyed all the other shows. Saving the best for last is what I'll call it.
Four guys without filters.
How am I not on this show? All right, I want to thank everybody for joining us once again this week. As always, check for updates on PuzzleWarriors3.com. Check out the show on our website, on iTunes, on Stitcher. You can follow us on the Facebook or the Twitter. Any comments? We'd love to hear from everybody. Please contact us on Reddit, on... Boy, I've forgotten the name of that feature again, Ray.
Discuss.
So did I. On the website. Or you could send us an email. Our links are on the website as well. If you are feeling generous, click on the Amazon banner and buy something. We'll appreciate it. It'll keep the website up.
Right. It costs you no additional money, but we do get a small advertising credit. So if you need to do any New Year's shopping, last minute stuff, you need some party hats, some noisemakers, some fungo, some pollo queso fritos, some champagne. I don't know if you can get champagne off the Amazon, but you can try. You can get some sparkling cider.
That's probably more likely.
Right. Or if you want to get a jump on your, let's say, President's Day shopping. You can do that through the banner as well.
I don't know. I went to, store the other day, and it's already chock full of nothing but Valentine's Day cards.
Oh, that's plausible.
Man, there is more different kids' candy for you to take for Valentine's Day than you can shake a stick at.
Right. Oh, we should probably get your wife some stuff for her birthday, too. That's coming up.
You probably should. Well, I'm still trying to work out to see if we can pick some days to go on a trip. But
yes, I will do
that. We will talk about that tomorrow.
Yep, do that through the Amazon banner as well.
Sure.
Not to trip.
Goodbye for now, everybody. Remember, while it's fun to do, don't play with mercury, kids. Good night.
Goodbye.
See ya.
That was solid.
Have you ever played with Mercury?
Yeah, it's
fun.
Yeah. That was
super
in high school
fun.
Before they made that illegal.
Yeah.
I know.
When you
I could was
just
right
like,
on
roll it around
end.
On a sheet of paper and stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
I think
poke it
I
with a pencil.
My early science teachers just didn't care because I think they had long since known that it was a bad idea and had been driving hatters mad for centuries. But
they just didn't care.
Oh, good times. I really wish I could play with a large, large quantity of it. I think that would be intense.
You know, I bet it's not a lot anymore either, but I used to have a chemistry teacher who always had a big jar of sodium metal.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just take out big chunks of it and throw it into the sink. And then we'd watch the explosions. It was awesome. Because in case you don't know, introducing sodium to water.
Right.
Very explosive.
Wow. He just threw chunks out. Like,
yeah.
He just throws
like
chunks.
Like, he would have water in the sink, and he would just throw a chunk of sodium into it. And then we would burn strips of
magnesium. Who was your teacher?
You know, just take a whole, like, you know, string of magnesium, just lay it on fire in the Bunsen burner.
Wow.
And then, you know, try and blind yourself like a welder's torch. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back, you know, old school chemistry, you know, and you used to be able to buy radioactive kits through the mail from Sears.
Right. Wow. Who was your teacher? Dr. Julius Sumner Miller.
And physics was his business.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
I love that guy.
Wow.
Man.
He was my hero.
Why were you there? Why did you get, I always count on you being there, but that's a reference that I just threw that out there because physics indeed was his business.
You know, I enjoy Bill Nye the Science Guy. He's got nothing on Julius Sumner Miller.
That
guy knew more physics than he knew what to do with.
Oh my goodness. Watch it now.
Yeah.
Inertia.
I mean, and he would just bring out those giant, sketch pads and he'd be drawing stuff on them and.
And whenever he had to handle something, he had those enormous safety gloves, and knew they were just lined with just inch after inch of asbestos.
They sure were. Man, I gotta go on YouTube. There's gotta be Julius Sumner Miller on YouTube, right?
Right, holy smokes. Yeah, that spiraled out of control. I'm out of here.
Oh my gosh, look at all the videos
later.
On YouTube.
All right.
I thought we were already done.